State Senator Carla Bingham and U.S. Congresswoman Angie Craig hosted a town hall at Hastings City Hall on Saturday, October 16th, in order to listen to community advocates and concerned families shed light on fentanyl poisoning in the Hastings area. Topics discussed were social media influences on availability of drugs, the proposed Section 230 Amendment, Justice Against Malicious Algorithms Act, community-wide communication, stigma related to substance use, available educational materials from the United Way of Hastings, the prosecution of dealers, county judge elections, drug-related education in schools, border control of illegal substances, the fentanyl supply chain, along with naloxone, Narcan, availability, and training. We hear from U.S. Congresswoman Angie Craig.
This is a topic that affects so many families, both opioid overdose, but also just fentanyl poisoning. It's an issue that we've got to address. And, you know, I have the opportunity, because I'm on the Communication Technology Subcommittee on the Energy and Commerce Committee, to really take a strong look at these Section 230 reforms. And I know we're going to talk a lot today about making sure our border is safe from the illicit drugs coming in.
State Senator Carla Bingham tells listeners,
the fentanyl poisoning epidemic is a very important topic and awareness for this community, and we wanted to bring members of the community, led by Bridget Noring, who lost her son to fentanyl poisoning, to tell her story to help elevate awareness as to the tools that the community can use to help partner with us to stop this epidemic and stop another person from losing their life due to this poisoning. And so we're here today to listen to the tools that public safety have and to lift the community's voice up to really come together to resolve this. I think awareness of when you know something's happening, maybe where to turn to get someone help for treatment, but also making sure that we have nonprofit partners like the United Way and others to help get that information out, but also public safety, calling 911 and making sure you're alerting people that they can help and give any information they have to law enforcement to be part of the solution.
Local mother Bridget Noring shares the most common misconceptions.
I think the biggest common misconception a lot of people think is that it can't happen to their kid. I was that parent. It happened to my kid. We have to find the line between pharmaceutical and illicit, because it's not the pharmaceutical fentanyl that's killing our kids, it's the illicit.
To learn the signs and symptoms of fentanyl poisoning, see the United Way of Hastings website.